Welcome to our podcast where we explore the dynamic world of business through insightful conversations and practical advice, all conducted in English. In recent Amazon news, founder Jeff Bezos has announced his plan to relocate from Seattle to Miami. This significant change correlates to personal and professional reasons. On a personal level, Bezos wants to be closer to his elderly parents who recently shifted to Florida. Professionally, this relocation places him in proximity to his space exploration company, Blue Origin, headquartered at Cape Canaveral. Known for spearheading Amazon's pathway to success, Bezos is pushing boundaries in the space industry with Blue Origin. His move to Miami will enable him to engage more actively in the company's operations and developments. However, specifics regarding Bezos' shift are still unwrapped. It's evident that this move is integral for his personal life and his passion for space exploration. Be sure to follow for further updates on how Bezos' relocation might impact Amazon and Blue Origin. In the latest news concerning Austrian billionaire René Benko, he is reportedly no longer heading his company, Signa Gruppe. This development could bear significant implications for the real estate landscape in Munich. It appears that Benko's position within the struggling conglomerate is in jeopardy, sparked by investors demanding his withdrawal due to financial difficulties. Known for his influential role in the Munich property market, Benko has been allegedly ousted from Signa Gruppe following a series of setbacks. These include halted major construction projects and a revolt from financiers, leading to speculations of a possible demotion. Reports suggest the property tycoon is ready to step down from his position, albeit presenting certain demands. It remains uncertain how this change will influence both Signa Gruppe and overall Munich's real estate market. As Benko's future with Signa Gruppe hangs in the balance, there will be heightened scrutiny of how these developments unfold and impact his business empire in the ensuing days. In the latest news concerning Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, he has been declared guilty of all 7 fraud charges. This conviction arises from an $8 billion FTX fraud, underpinning the gravity of the offenses he committed. The verdict, resulting from a $10 billion fraud trial, now puts Bankman-Fried at risk of a prison sentence of up to 110 years. This recent development has shocked the crypto community, especially given Bankman-Fried's once-renowned status as the crypto king. His meteoric rise and abrupt downfall following the fraud conviction has elicited concerns about the future of the cryptocurrency industry. This is primarily due to Bankman-Fried's significant involvement in the FTX exchange, raising broad concerns about the integrity of the industry. In the latest updates on Wilko, the popular retailer's collapse is causing growing concerns and is under intensifying scrutiny. The Wilkinson family, owners of Wilko, are being urged by former employees to answer questions from members of parliament about the circumstances that led to the company's closure. It has become apparent that over a decade, the family received a staggering £77 million in dividends, including £9 million since 2019 alone. This vast payout has sparked questions about the company's financial management and whether these dividends may have played a part in Wilko's downfall. The repercussions to employees and customers are still uncertain, as more information is waited upon to check on who will be held liable for the closure. This issue underscores the critical nature of transparency, responsible financial practices in the corporate sector, and the protection of workers' rights and interests. We will keep you updated with further developments on this unfolding story. Thank you for joining us on today's episode discussing the intricacies and strategies of the ever-evolving world of business, where we hope you've gained valuable insights to help you thrive in your entrepreneurial endeavors.